Wow.
Yeah, just share your perspectives.
Hams.
All right, so some funny random thoughts. It's like, one, just prioritize your sleep. Two, yeah, good coffee is worth it. Actually, one thing I really like about the Whole Foods, Amazon Prime thingy is, there's just too many coffee options and stuff. So going there now, it's just like, just go there and just get whatever's on sale. Shout out to Cyclass SF, the Owl's Hole is very good. Alright, so some funny thoughts. Apparently Kim Kardashian buys clothes, the things at Room and Board Home Furnishing. Also funny things, apparently she's like, maybe start a series with the Amazon Prime or something. Anyways, so thinking about video games, you know, God of War, etc. So why is it that nowadays we're not permitted to be gods or strive to become gods? Is a funny thought. So for example, that's a good photo opportunity. Like God of War, right? And it's like, why is it that we believe in a monotheistic God? And even a lot of academic scholars, people who are not even religious, like, why are they so indebted to basic notions of stuffs? It's kind of a funny thought. Oh yeah, are you dorming? Yeah, swish, try to see y'all. And actually what's kind of interesting about the ancient Greek case is that the generalized concept was, whoa, big rock, yeah, big rock, haha. Yeah, look, Dunjo. Okay. For help? Wow, super big rock. Yeah. Honey, go ahead, bud. No problem. Okay. Whoa, mega splash, yeah. Bugs. You love my doggy. Nothing is happier in the world than the happiness young kid. Wow. Wow, mega splash, yeah. You just troll the real world. Oh, wow. That's kind of a nice street photos there. Yeah, so in ancient Greek times, but that, well, we were kind of permitted to, like, the ancient Greeks, they essentially created gods in their own image. So like the gods are petty, jealous. Think about Zeus and Hera, you know. Yes. Big splash, love it. Zeus and Hera, Ares, Pallas, Athene, etc. The Iliad. I still think the Iliad is like the best book written of all time. Keep buying those Bitcoins, still a good investment. It's actually funny because like people think of it like being a investment. I just still think it's kind of like a speculation belief system. Like, I personally love Bitcoin. I think it's super cool and interesting. It's I was reading some, listening to the CNBC Michael Saylor interview, and he thinks of Bitcoin not like currency, but like a property. Like, you know, you own a house, right? You could also own a Bitcoin. So let's say you have like 12 Bitcoins, you own 12 houses. Think about it, like digital property is kind of an interesting thought. And then the funny quote, even apparently Drake reposted it, it's like, no one's gonna take like a tenth of your building on Fifth Avenue and then use that to buy a cup of Starbucks coffee, right? So yeah, I think my personal thought is fiat currency, Visa, stuff like that will always be here to stay. Maybe the difference is gonna be stepping up. The difference is gonna be like Bitcoin and stuff like that will be used for really big transactions, like buying a house. Like my vision is I'm gonna keep holding on until I can use one Bitcoin to buy one house, is the vision. Or like, you know, people, or like use one Bitcoin to buy one Tesla Model X or something. I think, I'm pretty sure that Tesla is gonna start accepting Bitcoin again. I mean, they've already done in the past, and now that essentially Bitcoin is mainstream, BlackRock, ETF, and also the London ETNs, just follow London. Also if you're a kid, definitely get them one of these balancing bikes. It's Seneca's favorite thing of all time. And we got ours free from the Facebook Buy Nothing group. Free is the best price. And yeah, he doesn't even ride it, he just uses it to do tricks. So anyways, think about life. I think the best strategy or thought is treat it like an open world concept. Apparently even Elon Musk likes to play Even Elon Musk likes to play Diablo 4. I mean, I have zero interest in it because like all the characters look lame. They don't even have the paladin. I'm like, how you finna make the new Diablo without a paladin? Yeah, no one wants to be a druid. Druids are for losers, right? No, apparently I was looking at the God of War. You know, you and your kid. Ideally, if you're first kid a son, consider this all life is upside, no downsides. And yeah, so the question is, yeah, what is it that we want? What is it that we really want, etc. And it seems, it seems that what we really want is, just bigger, stronger, becoming more grandiose. I mean, certain things that you cannot change is like your height, but certainly you can increase your posture, your muscles, your testosterone. Sleep seems like the number one ultimate steroid. Yeah, and so also on Jefferson, I see this building, it's called the Rapper Building. And I always thought it was ugly superficially, and then I finally was walking with Sen along the bike path around sunset, and I kind of got it, is that it looks like a futuristic building, like a super big, tall, chest up straight man just walking towards the future. Think about the Italian futurists, kind of a good vibes. So yeah, it looks like the goal is to become bigger, grander, more powerful, bravely march to the future.